Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in.
Well, I'm here today to administer a steady diet of encouragement into your life today. Here's what I want you to know. You are loved. You are loved. I don't know what you got going on in your life. I don't know who told you that you weren't loved. I don't know what your past looks like. I don't know what your trauma looks like, but you are loved. You are cared for. You are cared for. People care about you. For those of us who are people of faith, God cares about you. You are loved. You are cared for. More than you could ever imagine, more than you can even fathom, you are cared for. You are loved. You are known. You are seen when you feel invisible at work, when you feel invisible in your home, when you feel invisible in that relationship. You are known, you are seen, you are loved, you are cared for, and that's worthy of celebration. I just want to hit you with just some strong words of encouragement today. You are loved, you are cared for, you are known, you are seen, you are valued. You're valuable. For those of us who believe in God, the Bible tells us that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, that we should walk in them. You're his workmanship. You're a masterpiece. That's what another translation says. You are a masterpiece. You're a masterpiece. And you know what? That is not limited to people of faith. You are a masterpiece. You were built by the master, built by the creator. You are valued. You have immeasurable value on your life, whether you ever choose to accept it or not, whether you ever choose to admit it or not, regardless of what other people may say about you, you have immeasurable value on your life, your chosen generation. Come on. You have value. Walk in that today. Walk into the boardroom with a different level of confidence because you know that you're loved and seen and cared for and known and valued. Walk into your classroom with a different level of confidence because you know that you are loved and seen and cared for and valued. Walk into your home with a different level of confidence because you know that you're loved and you're seen. You don't need to seek that validation from others. You don't need to seek that validation from people online. You're seen, you're loved, you're known, you're valued, you're cared for. You are loved more than you can ever imagine. So despite what anyone may tell you, you are loved. This is good and acceptable. This is good news. This is acceptable news for you today. Embrace this, take this in. You are seen, you are loved, and you are not alone. I know the loneliness sets in, right? We've talked about this before, but there's a deep loneliness that can be found in your 20s especially, but I know it exists in different parts of life. It can be found in your teens. It can be found in your 40s. It can be found in your 50s and 60s. Listen, you are not alone. You are never alone. There has to be something bigger, right? Come on, let's reason for a bit. For those of you who are on the fence with faith, for those of you who don't even believe in Jesus, listen, let's reason for a bit. You're not just living and breathing in just a collection of atoms walking around, hoping that you don't spontaneously combust. There is something holding you together. There is someone holding you. There is something bigger than you. Think about it. For you to be so individualistic in your mindset that you believe that the world revolves around you, the universe and everything revolves around the tilt of your humanity. No, listen, there is something happening outside it. There is something happening outside of you. You are loved, you are cared for, and you are not alone. God is with you. The Bible tells us that he will never leave us or forsake us. I believe that. I know you may have felt like you've been abandoned. You're not abandoned. You're not alone. He's with you. He's with you. He's with you. You are not alone, though you may feel lonely. And my hope for you, my prayer for you is that you find community. There's people in your life that can grow you in relationship, that you can grow in relationship with. There's people in your life that can help you to grow in certain areas, that people will come alongside you and fix the loneliness in your life. That's my prayer, that God brings people around you to help fix that loneliness in your life so that you would know that you're not alone, because there's a God that hears you, and there's a God that sees you, and there's a God that knows you, and there's a God that loves you, and there's a God that thinks that you're valuable and that you're his masterpiece and you're his creation, and he's numbered the hairs on your head, and his thoughts for you outnumber the grains of sand on the earth. That's who you are. Be encouraged today. Oh, be encouraged today. In whatever situation you face, be encouraged today. You are known, you are seen, you are loved, you are cared for, you are valued. And more than anything else, God loves you. And I love you too. I really hope that this encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.